And now it's time for a Castle Country FYI. Today I have Megan Marshall with International Days, and she's here to talk about the annual parade. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
So I am so excited. I can't believe it's that time already.
I know. This year has flown by.
Where has it gone?
I have no idea.
So tell us about what you're doing now. You're wanting to get lots of entries.
Yeah.
And you're thinking civic groups, you're talking businesses. Tell us a little bit about.
Absolutely. Parades are a wonderful opportunity for organizations, nonprofits, businesses to really get your name out there and participate in a community event. The biggest part about it is it's completely free. This is free advertising. And it's a wonderful way to just get involved and really give back to the community.
Now, this is our big, huge celebration. This is our city's big hoorah.
This is it. Yeah. That's right.
And so this is kind of how we close out the summer. And we want everyone to come out and be a part of this.
Absolutely. It is going to be huge this year. I've been involved on the committee for years now. And this is by far, there are more events and new events going on this year than I've ever seen. I'm really excited.
Now, we were talking just off the air, and you said, how many floats did you have last year?
Last year was my record. I had 53 participants.
Wow.
Yeah, that is a lot of activity and so much fun. I mean, anybody that came out there, they get candy thrown to them and you know, swag thrown to them by all the different businesses and people in the community. They really appreciate it, and they love seeing the participation, and we just want to make sure that we get just as many, if not more. I like breaking my own record.
Hey, that sounds good. Let's do that. She said last year was 53, so we're going to break that. Hey, you know what? We might as well make it an easy number and go 60.
That's right. Let's get 60 entries in this year's International Days Parade.
All right. So tell us what day this is, what time, kind of what people can expect if they are doing a float. Do they need to be there early, and where would they check in at?
The parade starts at 10 a.m., so we like to start check-in at 9. My check-in booth is going to be the same spot it always is. It's on the corner of 600 East and 100 South, but when you turn in your entry form prior to that, which is available on Price City's website, you're assigned a float number. I send you a map in advance so you know exactly where you need to park. It's a very organized system that we've got going now.
You've got this down.
We've got a method. That's right.
Tell us what judges will be judging on. What are the things they're going to be looking for on these floats?
That's right. I've seen the trophies that Castle Valley Center has made up, and they are gorgeous. And we judge on quite a few different categories. There's the Mayor's Choice, of course, most beautiful, the funniest, the most festive, and that's just mostly the most that's internationally diverse. It is International Days, and that's what we want to celebrate.
Right.
And then there's one more category for the Chairman's Choice. That's me.
So do we have a theme this year?
The International Days Committee actually did away with the themes a couple of years ago. It in itself is a theme. We're celebrating all the different nations of the world, and that in itself you can decorate all day long.
Sky's the limit.
That's right. That's right. Get creative.
All right. So right now we're looking for people to sign up and be a part of the parade. Mm-hmm. And how can they do that? They can get on Price City website. And they can also email you as well, or do they need the application?
Now, I've got to have the application to get you a spot in line, but the application can be turned in email, fax, hand-delivered to Sutherland's, carrier pigeon, whatever you'd like, as long as you get that form to me.
So really, the earlier the better, so you can get a good spot.
That's right. It is a first-come, first-serve.
Yeah, either way, you're still going to be in the parade.
That's right.
If you want to be a little bit closer and kind of catch the tail end of the parade, then you want to get signed up as soon as possible.
That's right. That's right.
And again, it's free, and you want to be a part of this. International Day, seriously, is the most... It's an awesome celebration.
Oh,
there is so much going on, and the parade is just the highlight of it all.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
All 3 days, there's a ton of stuff coming out. The poster for International Days is coming out in the next week or so, so we'll really get an idea of everything. The college is getting more involved. We've got a wonderful entertainment lineup. It's just going to be fantastic.
I'm excited. I'm really excited. I look forward to this all the time, because then it brings back people that have moved away, and this is kind of the homecoming. They come home, spend the weekend,
yeah.
You get to see friends you don't usually see often.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. All right. So any civic organizations, any sports teams,
absolutely,
any school teams, mm-hmm. anybody can be a part of the International Days Parade. And all you got to do is visit a Price City website, mm-hmm. and you can download the application, and then you can email it to Megan, or you can fax her, or you know what? go swing by, say hi to her at Sutherland's.
That's right.
And drop it off. Mm-hmm. And be a part of this. This is going to be lots of fun. The trophies, you get trophies. You can't beat that. So you want to be a part of this. International Days is a phenomenal celebration in our little city. Megan, is there anything else you want to add?
Oh, it's just going to be a fantastic year. Whether you're participating in the parade or you're just coming out to watch, you want to get your form turned in early or pick a good spot that morning to sit.
Right, right. All right. This has been a Castle Country FYI.